You are listening live to the program. Your teams, your town, your program.
Yeah, a couple guys, man. I talked to Tom a little bit, and I mean, I have a good relationship with him now, and he gives me a lot of advice. He gives me some advice to help me. I mean, why would you not want to learn from the GOAT, man? So anytime anybody like that wants to give me advice, I'll take it in. And it's cool to see the guys that you've watched growing up your whole life be able to talk to you on that type of platform.
I think the thing that kind of goes, I mean, it's being noticed now is that how strong he is. I mean, guys get a hold of him, they get a grip on him. He can run through tackles, and he's tough, and he's a tough runner. So I know when he gets a chance, when he gets a breakaway run, you know, on a punt return, he's going to make somebody pay. You know, and I just feel like it's coming.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
And now, not so sure about that right now. Yeah. Seren Petro.
Right you are, Kay. Right you are. Petro on the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB at one of our favorite locations, one of our great friends, one of our great partners here at Sports Radio 810 WHB. It is the wonderful Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com online. Phone number, because they're locally owned and operated. If you, number one, if you can find some of the big national companies that even have a phone number, good luck with that. 913-685-3322. If you got any questions, that's one of the great things about Tickets for Less. They're a Kansas City company, and they're happy to help you out and answer any questions you've got, like for conference championship tickets. I'll tell you what, it can be pretty easy. You can just use the website, ticketsforless.com, and take advantage of 10% off. Now until midnight only. Now until midnight only. At midnight, this offer is done, kaput, finished. The promo code 810AFC. AFC Championship Game tickets, you can save 10% on what is already a great value. Did you know your get-in price? If you just want to get in the door, and I always talk about this, Tickets for Less has you covered. If you want the best seats in the house, you want to get a suite, you want to get the penthouse suite tickets, which are phenomenal. You want to get the club level, you want the best of the best. Yeah, they got you covered. But you just want to get in the door? You're like, man, this is what I've been waiting for all year. I've been saving, I've been scrimping, and I'm going. I'm going to the Chiefs AFC Championship game. I want to see Patrick Mahomes win the right to go to the Super Bowl, hoist his third Lamar Hunt AFC Championship trophy. You can go for $289. That's right, under $300. You know, similar tickets in Philadelphia are going for $595. Throw that into the fact that if you use the promo code 810AFC, you can take another 10% off. It doesn't get any better than that. 810AFC, code is good on game tickets and also your VIP tailgate. That's right. Listen, going to be cold. I know a lot of people. I was talking to a buddy of mine. You know, I was like, hey, you know, make sure you're going to be playing. I'm from Chicago. I got this covered. Cold games don't bother me. That's great. But you want to be out in the parking lot? You know, or do you want to be under a tent with somebody else doing all the work? Wonderful barbecue, all you can eat and drink. That's the VIP tailgate, and you can use that code 810AFC, 810AFC. Saves you 10% on those Chiefs and Bengals tickets. Best seats, best prices, never, ever any per-ticket fees. It is a huge game, the rematch with the Cincinnati Bengals. Chiefs got to have it, and I'll tell you something else. Patrick Mahomes is not 100%, so if ever there's been a time for Kansas City to get loud and make some noise and try to fire up the Kansas City Chiefs, it is now. You can do it and save yourself some money by using that promo code 810AFC. Works on the VIP tailgate passes as well. And while you're there, you can shop for all kinds of other things. Listen, the Big 12 tournament, that's not far away. In fact, you can even win tickets to the championship game of the Big 12 tournament. Just go to ticketsforless.com/contest and sign up to win two Big 12 championship game tickets. KUK State, the rematch. It's in Allen Fieldhouse on Tuesday, January 31st, Tuesday. You can get your tickets for that right now. Super Bowl tickets. You going to go? Well, there you go. Get your Super Bowl tickets. Ticketsforless.com. You can get it now. Compare the fees. Save on all tickets. Chiefs, Big 12, shows, you name it. You will save. Also get your parking there as well at ticketsforless.com. It is the only place I go for tickets. The most knowledgeable, friendly staff you're going to find anywhere. And the best selection always for less. That's why it's called, people, Tickets for Less. Sports, concerts, theater, you name it, they got you covered. Make sure you use that promo code for your AFC Championship game tickets and your VIP tailgate, 810AFC, 810AFC. That code is good for the game tickets and the VIP tailgate. So take advantage of it right now. We got a big program. We got a lot to get to here in the program. So we're going to move quickly here today and grab a line if you want in. 913-3810-810, the number. Hit us up on the Twitter. Hit me up on the Twitter. It's at Soren Petro, S-O-R-E-N-P-E-T-R-O. We are going to do our program picks coming up in a little bit. Stump the Chumps, Peter Yatinik, Todd Lebo will join us for those events. Blair Kirkhoff coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Mike Sando, our NFL insider, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. A lot of football, a lot of college basketball, some college football I want to discuss with Blair Kirkhoff as well. We'll play Stump the Chumps. Love my questions. Lebo said he loves his questions. So we will see just how crafty we are on that. And, of course, pick the conference championship games with Fat Jack from FatJackSports.com. Also going to talk to a buddy of mine, Casey Cummings. He is the head coach of the Kansas City Blues, Junior Blues. And they're looking for players. So we're going to talk to him about that. Of course, he's also an assistant coach for the senior team and going to talk about it. Just a great opportunity. You know, there's a lot of scholarships out there for kids. I know a lot of people are in a very competitive market for football and basketball scholarships. Soccer scholarships are even competitive. Rugby scholarships, there's more and more and more scholarships for rugby. And coaches are calling and saying, listen, we don't have enough kids. We got scholarships and nobody to take it. So we're going to talk with Casey about that and tell you how you can get involved with the Junior Blues for your youth athletes that you think could be. I love rugby. I think rugby is absolutely fantastic. So I look forward to talking to Casey coming up here in a couple minutes. Twitter fight. Fight. And we're not even involved in it, you know. And if we were, it'd be Curtis, because if you follow Curtis on Twitter, you know, he fights with everybody.
Never.
So if you want a good Twitter fight, make sure you follow at KC Bolt. And you can just fight to the bitter end with Curtis. I will ignore you or block you immediately. So probably not going to happen with me. But Curtis will fight to the bitter end. And so apparently will Eric Eager. Tell me about the spat that's going on right now between Eric Eager and one of our former guests, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Scott Hatchmar, who the 24th, that would have been Tuesday, posted the following. Elephant in the room. In five seasons as a starter, Patrick Mahomes would already have the most home championship game losses in NFL history, with three only QBs with two such losses as starters, Marino, Young, Cordell Stewart, Donovan McNabb, and Mahomes. To which Eric...
With two such losses in their first 5 years, right?
Yeah. Just ever.
It says, Tom Brady's lost more than one conference championship game, hadn't he?
He didn't make that specifically, but that must be what it is. That must be what it is. He's lost more than that.
Yeah, I think
so. Yeah, he didn't specifically say that, but I think that's what he said.
Home conference championship.
Oh yeah,
losses?
That's right. Home championship game losses. Maybe that's what it is.
Because I think Brady's only loss was the year that Flacco and the Ravens won the Super Bowl. I think that was the only time Brady lost at home in a conference title game.
Yeah, because he lost at Indy. That's what it is. It's home championship game losses. So it is all time. Marino, Young, Cordell Stewart, Donovan McNabb, and Mahomes. He'd be the first ever to have three.
Okay.
To which Eric responded, Scott has said some ... stuff on here before, and yet this kick he's on this week still surprises me. To which Scott replied, I feel like I'm in the twilight zone where losing big games and home suddenly means all caps nothing, and just getting there is everything. Who cares if you only got one ring and have blown games you were favored to win? You played at home. What kind of participation trophy BS logic is this? To which Eric responded, there's more signal in hosting the conference title game five times in a row than going literally 500 in the previous four and only winning one Super Bowl. Anyone with a brain can see that. And I guess the first response from Scott was, it's more likely than not this is the best streak they ever get. So if they come out of it with one ring, how's that not fair to game to be labeled a disappointment? And they've kind of gone back and forth for a while. But that's kind of where we are at the moment.
Listen, we enjoyed our conversation with Scott. I don't think Eric's enjoying the conversation with Scott. You know, I think he's a thoughtful guy that, you know, comes up with some numbers. And here's what I would be curious, and I'll talk to Eric about it. I was texting him with him. I was busy, and I couldn't chat with him before because I saw this right before we went on the air today. And so I'm literally looking at a text that says, you're on air now, I'm guessing, at 2:05. good guess, Eric.
Yes.
Good guess. Yes.
Way to follow along.
But we love Eric. Eric's the man, and I get Eric's point. I think both guys have a point, don't they?
And let me add one more opinion from Eric this morning before we get to this morning. Okay. This is 7 o'clock this morning. Quote: conditional on making all these AFC title games, the Chiefs have really embarrassed themselves. End quote is a take. Take is in all caps.
I mean, did he use the term embarrassed?
He may have in one of their. There were so many back and forth little things that I didn't really get to see all of them because they've been. They've been fencing for a few days, and so I may
Curtis
have missed
has
one
enough
of them.
To worry about his own Twitter account. He can, yeah, only the, so the many hours of, in the day.
When sometimes some people respond to one thing and not something else, and it's the layers. It's almost hard to follow the flow chart of a 3-day argument between two people on Twitter and get every single thing they've seen.
Well, you should get better at it. That's what I would say. No, I'm with you. But I mean, here this is the thing, right? We're fans. We're homers. We all are. Mm-hmm. You know, we go to great lengths to try to avoid doing that on the radio and being critical and objective in our analysis. It's hard. You have to battle it. I mean, I hear those things and I want to, my initial reaction is to want to slap the guy and be like, you know, what the hell? I mean, or you don't think it's an accomplishment to host 5 straight? How about you got to be a 1 or 2 seed basically because 3s and 4s, it's such an anomaly for them to end up hosting it. You're telling me that's not an accomplishment? No, that's not what he's telling you. He's telling us something that is factually correct that we don't want to hear. But this is why we always bring up the phrase that you will hear us use time and time again. And we're asking you to think, and I think most times people don't. They just stay in their homer mindset and go, it's all great for my team and my team's the best. This guy has asked you. I ask you, and he has really answered the question, what's at stake for the Chiefs? One of the things that's at stake is, And I would feel this if I were Andy Reid. I would feel this if I'm Brett Veach, right? I would feel this if I'm Patrick Mahomes. I feel it for Patrick Mahomes. If I'm Mahomes, I don't want this going on Andy Reid's resume that he's lost 3 home conference championship games. And that it's got to be the most for a coach too, doesn't it? I mean, this guy's putting it at the feet of Patrick Mahomes, but it's got to be the most for a coach as well. Plus, I don't know, how many times was he at home in Philadelphia when he lost?
Twice.
Twice. So I'm sure that's something that, you know, Andy Reid would prefer not be on his resume. And if I'm Patrick Mahomes and the players on this team and the coaching staff on this team, I don't need Andy Reid getting another home conference championship game loss. Because you know why? Detractors will use it as ammunition against him. And rightfully so. If you're making a case for someone else and you're having to build them up, but subsequently also maybe bring down the debate, like if for whatever reason, not that there's – I don't know, there's not a lifetime achievement award, but if there was a Pulitzer Prize for coaching, and it's like, we're going to give it to Belichick. No, we're going to give it to Reed. Well, on what grounds? Well, this is the stuff that would be used. It's mostly just for winning barroom arguments, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is a bit of a damning one. Success that you get to so many conference championship games? Absolutely. Clearly a successful formula. Success that the Buffalo Bills are the only team in the history of the National Football League to play in 4 straight Super Bowls? You bet. One of the great accomplishments in the history of the sport. 0 Super Bowl wins? Tagged with it is, but they lost all 4. 4 straight conference championships is amazing. But it pales in comparison in most people's mind to winning just 1 Super Bowl. Right? Don't get to write the rules of the court of a public opinion. It's made for you. And for Patrick Mahomes, I think it's brilliant. You can make the case and say, well, that's how far Patrick Mahomes has carried Andy Reid or carried the front office or carried the coaching staff or carried his teammates. You could say it's his brilliance that got him there, but he can't do it all. If you're Patrick Mahomes, you want to win because Travis Kelce will have a lot of stats, but kind of like Tony Gonzalez. I mean, does anybody outside of Kansas City really think Tony Gonzalez is the best tight end ever? Or would they all probably land on Gronk? They probably would land on Gronk because he did it in playoff games mm-hmm. and championship games, and he wears rings. Is it fair? No, it's not. Is it accurate? To a degree. I mean, your skills should obviously enhance a team's ability to win games in the regular season, win playoff games, get to and win championships. This is what's at stake. Statistical guys have their thumb on you. Like, you have lost more conference championship games at home than any quarterback in the history of the NFL. Listen, John Elway was a boob. He lost three Super Bowls. His career was the guy who can't win the big game. Think about all the games he won to get to the Super Bowl, but he was the guy who couldn't win the big game. Back-to-back championships at the end of his career completely changed that narrative. And Patrick Mahomes will have a lot of time to change that narrative. Listen, you want to turn it around? How about the fact that Tom Brady has lost more Super Bowls than anybody ever except for one guy? Now, does that mean Tom Brady sucks? No, because the seven wins balance it out. So, yes, this will be a negative, and Patrick Mahomes will have plenty of time. One of the things that was said is that this is likely the best run of Patrick Mahomes' career. That's accurate, right? Two other teams ever have gone to five straight conference championship games, and they're not the same team. Right, so it is unlikely that they will go to five consecutive conference championships. And this is why we say all the time, this was the beauty. I mean, they're going to find reasons to ding Patrick Mahomes. We told you that in 18. That's why we said, listen, they're right there. It's the conference championship game. Kick the door down and get the monkey off Patrick Mahomes' back that he can't get to the Super Bowl. And then when they got there in 19, we said, listen, win this thing. Get the monkey off Mahomes' back. Get the monkey off Andy Reid's back. You can't be the best to have never won it all once you've won it all. And we said at that time, don't win another one, you'll go into the Aaron Rodgers category. Yay, one. Well, this is it. This is not unexpected. This is the way the world looks at you. What have you done for me lately? Tom Brady got this. Three championships in his pocket. Yeah, but it's been 9 years since he won one. Well, but he went to two others and was 18-0 and won. Did he win? No. He lost to a 9-7 Giants team. Yeah. Spare me. Brady hadn't done anything for a decade. There are people in New England who wanted him out. We buried him ourselves in Kansas City in 2014 when Alex Smith beat him down on a Monday night game. But like the Phoenix, he rose from the ashes. To grab not only that championship, but two more. Mm-hmm. Right? And Mahomes will have that opportunity. But right now, listen, whether we like it or not, lose this game, how can it not be a disappointment to play five conference championship games in your own stadium and only end up getting there twice, only win once? Will that be a disappointment? You bet your ass it'll be a disappointment. Andy Reid will be disappointed. Patrick Mahomes will be disappointed. You know, Brett Veach will be disappointed. You bet. And this is it. This again speaks to it's hard to win a Super Bowl. Remember with the good times when it all got started? First of all, just getting to the conference. A playoff win was a thing in 18. Getting to the conference championship game and the fact that it was Mahomes' first year. And remember the calls we take? Well, I think Mahomes is going to average about, like, somebody called in, nice guy, about 6,055 touchdowns every year. Yeah. I mean, because his first year, he went for 5,050. Clearly, he's only going to get better. Well, he has gotten better, but, you know, stats aren't the only measure of being better as a quarterback. He's better today than he was then, but so are the defenses. They're better at stopping him. Right? It's a chess match. Now he's paid. The talent around him is not as good. This is it. That's why I keep saying, hey, listen, if people want to say Joe Burrow's better if he wins this game, okay, it's fine. But the real measuring stick will come, obviously, when both their careers are over. But really, you get a better judgment once quarterbacks have had many years while being expensive. Let them go prove what they can do when they carry 25% of the salary cap. You're supposed to win when you're really good and on the rookie deal. We all know that. That's not splitting atoms. Maybe it was in 2000. It's not anymore. Everybody knows. Strike while the iron is hot. When you've got a great quarterback on a rookie contract, load up. Go for it. Chiefs did it. They got one Super Bowl, got another conference championship, got lots of conference championship game appearances, but now they're paying the taxes, right? They had to trade Tyreek Hill, and it's a new era, and now they got to find a way to win. This is it. Listen, I get what Eric's saying. I think the guy's got an axe to grind because it's not the first time I've seen, you know, the statistical breakdown that is anti-Mahomes or anti-Chiefs, right? But that's what happens when you're the man. Whether you like it or not, you didn't get to pick the white hat and be the hero every time. You now wear a black hat, and I will say it again, roll into town, drink their whiskey, take their women. Because whether you like it or not, it's a black hat you're wearing. And you're the bad guy. And embrace it. So go beat Darth Vader. The Bengals are embracing it. Joe Burrow doesn't mind being hated by Chiefs fans. The Bengals players don't mind. Right? You have an opportunity. Get that black hat back on. Don't let the Bengals take it from you. It's fun being the team everybody hates. First of all, it means you count. People give a crap. Take advantage of it. Take care of business on Sunday. 913-810-810. They could use you at Arrowhead Stadium. Tickets for Less can get you there. Call Tickets for Less right now if you got any questions. 913-685-3322. Or just get online right now and bang the promo code. 810-AFC. 810-AFC is going to save you 10% on both game tickets for the Chiefs and Bengals game and the VIP tailgate. It's all courtesy of our friends at TicketsForLess.com. You're listening to the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We're proud to be broadcasting here at TicketsForLess.com. They got a 10% code. Save 10% on AFC Championship game and VIP tailgate passes right now. 810 AFC. Code is good all the way up till midnight tonight, so you don't have to make the purchase right this second. You need to get home, talk to your buddies, find out who all is going. That's cool. Just do it by midnight. Load up right now. Great price on tickets to begin with. And then, of course, never any per-ticket fees. Never here with Tickets for Less. They don't do that. Don't forget to get your parking as well. KUK State tickets. I got a great selection for Allen Fieldhouse next Tuesday. Get it online right now. TicketsForLess.com. That's where we broadcast live today here at TicketsForLess.com. Let's go to the phones. 913-810-810. We'll start with John. You're in the program, John. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, nothing. Thanks for taking my call. Last week, Danny Klingsdale pointed out that people were mispronouncing Jaguars. Well, we have the same thing this week. It's the Bengals, not the Bangles. The Bangles is a girl band. But my reason for my call is, what's your level of concern regarding Andy? I mean, I wouldn't trade Andy Reid for any other coach in the NFL, so I'm not here to bash Andy Reid. But what's your level of concern that the three losses that we've had to Cincinnati, there's been questionable time use of clock, how he challenged the play last year, you know, that we might have still had a timeout at the end of the first half, that, and then how we played this year with his decision to go for a field goal. What's your level of concern?
Yeah, listen, there's some there. You'd be lying if you didn't say it, and I think Andy Reid would, you know, I don't think he'd sit at a podium and tell you, but I guarantee you him and his staff have gone through those end-game situations. They've got guys on the staff that's their job, is to put together, whether it's unique situations that come up in other games, and get a video roll to say, okay, here's a situation that happened, this is what we got to be ready for if this happens to us. I have no doubt that they have gone through and in their self-evaluation and said, okay, we messed up here, we messed up there. It's a concern for sure. You know, we're not saying fire Andy Reid. Nobody wants to get rid of him because his play designing, his play calling, his managing of men, his managing of a coaching staff, his managing of a calendar. He does so many things so good that you're not going to get rid of him because there's no one available that you know is better. None. Now, if all of a sudden John Harbaugh was out there, the guys that, you know, I don't even think Belichick's better. I really don't. I mean, I think history, I could build you a strong case that Andy Reid's the better all-around coach. And I think we're seeing that. I mean, Marty Schottenheimer, I'll build you a case Marty Schottenheimer's a better coach than Bill Belichick. He just didn't have Tom Brady, right, when we watch the things that are going on. But Belichick's a great football coach, no doubt. But, you know, I think John Harbaugh's really sharp. I think Zach Taylor's really sharp. That's one of the things here. Like, we got to admit, like, Andy Reid's equal might very well be on the other sideline with Zach Taylor. He's really good at everything he does, game planning, scouting. But to your point, I think I don't really worry about the timeouts. I think Andy Reid's much better than people give him credit for. I do worry about his willingness to go for it on fourth down. I certainly, and this is a last resort. I mean, you're talking about throwing a grenade, the letting them score aspect. I think he did mess that up on the regular season game against the Bengals last year. And so the Bengals, I thought, did a better job of that. He should have let them score to get the ball back. So if he gets faced with that, I think it's just something he's never done, he's uncomfortable with, and he doesn't see the path to why that's the place to do it. And is he going to go for it on fourth down, or is he going to trust his defense? You know, I think if you're in a game, you know, unless it's 9-6, I don't know that any game that you're 20-something, 20-something in the fourth quarter and debating whether or not you think your defense can get a stop or not, the answer's no. And I think Andy Reid's got to get his arms around it. I'm hoping he's had his nose bloodied enough times when he didn't go for it on fourth down, when he didn't stay with Patrick Mahomes, that now he's willing to do it. We've seen him. He's bolder than some coaches, but against the Bengals, we know that they'll do whatever it takes. And I think that's the only part that worries me. One, Can he get more creative in short yardage, right, to convert those short yardages when he needs them? And two, can he tell Steve Spagnuolo, sit down, we're going for it on fourth down? Like, you know, we're at 27-24, right? If we were at 10-7, I'm trusting your boys to give us the ball back. 27-24, you've already put enough points up there. I can't do that. Fourth and four, we're going for it. Fourth and five, we're going for it. You know, where's that no man's land? I'm not sure. But is there fear there? Yes. Do I think Andy Reid adjusts and evolves? Certainly his offense has. He's not still trying to run the same stuff he did back when he first got to the Eagles. So I do have some confidence that he will be better. Will he be perfect? I don't know. We're going to have to wait and see. 913-3810-810. Let's go to another John. You're in the program, John. What's going on, buddy?
Saran, how are you, sir?
Good, man. What's on your mind?
Hey, listen, I'm going to make a comment, and then I'll hang up before I say something too silly. Something discussed is something as simple as the coin toss. Maybe I'm overanalyzing, but I would hope even if we get, let's say we win the coin toss, I hope that we do not defer, only for the simple fact I think it would be the worst thing possible for somehow. I mean, if Cincinnati wins the toss and decides to get the ball, well, there's nothing we can do about that. Let's say we win the toss. I would rather take the ball, only for the simple fact I think the worst thing that could possibly happen is for Cincinnati to get the ball, go downfield, and score. I just think it'll put a dagger in our heart right away.
Now, I think if you believe that, this team wouldn't be here. If they're that shallow, if they're that lacking in character, there's no way that they would be at this point. The mathematical advantage that comes with the deferring is undeniable. It's a chance that you'll – why do you onside kick to steal a possession? Why do you fake punt to steal a possession? Why do you want turnovers to steal possessions? It's what you get to do. By simply deferring. It's the only way you can do it is deferring, is get back-to-back possessions. And frankly, it single-handedly was the strongest factor in how the Bengals came back last time in the conference championship game. So why would you hand that opportunity to them again? It's exactly what they drove through and got. They got a touchdown. Chiefs didn't answer. They got the ball to start the second half. They rattled off like 17 unanswered points by the Chiefs, and that was really at the heart of their comeback. Why would you give them that opportunity again?
I understand. I do. And I mean, I wouldn't even think about it. I'm just thinking worst case scenario is, you know, I think it, especially with Mahomes being hurt, I think it would be so nice to be playing ahead. Let them catch us. Let's run. We get ahead. Let's give the ball to Pacheco. Let's work the clock. Let's move the ball. Put the pressure on Cincinnati versus vice versa. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
I would hate that.
I hear what you're saying, John. I appreciate the call because, I mean, if this team had ever had a – the fact that they've never come back from any kind of early deficit ever is a reason to go with the route you're saying, right? I mean, if they had ever come back when they got down early, then you'd maybe have some confidence that, no, they'll get deeper in the play sheet and they can get a drive together, they can create something, they can get some stops. But the fact that they've never done that in every postseason game they've ever won has been one that they played exclusively from in front – I think makes a very compelling argument as to why you would do things the way you're talking.
I can sense your sarcasm, sir.
Hashtag sarcasm.
Your reply there is good because I'm laying it on pretty thick.
Tongue firmly planted in cheek.
Listen, you know, and John, I appreciate the call, buddy. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just trying to be funny and entertaining. Maybe I made it. Maybe I didn't. But obviously, down 24-0 to the Texans, it was not a death knell. Down 10-0 to the Titans, it was not a death knell. Down 20-10 to the 49ers, it was not a death knell. This team is a championship caliber team. They're not going to wet their pants. And so the fear of the mystical is gone. Right? That should have been exercised when you watched Patrick Mahomes hoist a Lombardi trophy where he trailed in every postseason game he played by double digits and won all three of them by double digits. That is now gone.
If there's a team that would not cave in that spot, it is the Chiefs. They're the top of the list of the teams that would not cave in that spot. Last team you have to worry about.
Which is why the Andy Reid should be and has been, other than when somebody on the field screwed it up, been empowered to do the right mathematical thing, and that is to defer. You should never, ever do anything but defer. It really is round earth versus flat earth. Let's take a break. I'm going to talk to my buddy Casey Cummings next. We're live at ticketsforless.com. Great spot. Use that promo code 810AFC. That's 810AFC to save 10% on your AFC Championship game tickets and VIP tailgate. Let them do all the work. I'm telling you, the VIP tailgate, one of the best bargains out there. Use that promo code. It's good till midnight tonight. All right, welcome back. You're in the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB as we broadcast live today from one of our favorite places. Right down the road from our home base, it's Tickets for Less. Ticketsforless.com. If you need tickets to that AFC Championship game, remember 10% off Chiefs-Bengals tickets, 10% off on the VIP tailgate passes as well. Only if you use that code 810AFC, 810AFC, that's going to save you 10%. It's only good till midnight tonight, so make sure you jump on it right now. Don't have to do it today if you're driving around, if you're at work, no problem, but get to it by midnight tonight. And, of course, you can also check out tickets to KUK State at Allen Fieldhouse on Tuesday night. Big 12 basketball tournament, yes, that's right around the corner. You can even win championship tickets. Go to ticketsforless.com/contest to sign up to win two Big 12 championship tickets. Every ticket you buy at Tickets for Less comes with a 100% fan insurance guarantee on every order. Got to have parking for that conference championship game. You can get that at Tickets for Less as well. Ticketsforless.com. Remember, AFC championship game tickets. Save 10% with the code 810AFC. Use it by midnight tonight. It's at ticketsforless.com. Let's talk a little rugby. That's right. I said it. Rugby. One of my favorite, I'll call it a niche sport. I might get yelled at for calling it a niche sport. We're trying to make it less of a niche sport. Casey Cummings is with us. He's an assistant with the senior Blues team, but the head coach of the junior Blues, something we want to talk about a lot right now. Casey, thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me, Soren.
Yeah, it's rugby is something I mentioned you and I were talking that my brother-in-law played it, and I love it. I love watching it on TV. And listen, one of the best clubs and maybe one of the most tradition-rich clubs is right here. It is the Blues. You guys have been around for a long time, yet, you know, with all the things that are going on, you guys have spots and openings for kids to come play rugby. We're going to talk about the benefits. What do you think is the biggest benefit for kids coming out for rugby?
Yes, sir. The Blues have been around for over 50 years, the Junior Blues for 31. So it was started in 1992. So we have a, you know, very deep, rich embedment in the community here in Kansas City. We get kids from all over the city. So the first benefit of it is just going out and having fun with your friends, meeting new kids around the city that you most likely wouldn't have interacted with in other sports. You're competing against them in other sports, but you're coming to battle on the rugby field together.
Yeah, and not only one, getting outside, playing sports, meeting people. I love that part of it. The discipline of rugby. You know, the one thing I love about it, clearly I ain't playing it right now at my age and my physical condition, but you got to be able to run. You got to strength train. It's kind of like a little bit of wrestling, a little bit of football, a little bit of soccer. You know, there's so many things that come into it. And what I love is, you know, there's not a million kids playing it. So if you're like kind of good at each one of those sports, you may be fantastic at rugby, right? If you can, you know, bring all those disciplines together, you may not be the best at any of those, but that may make you one of the best rugby players. I mean, this may be, this is a sport that a lot of kids that maybe have been, I love sports, but I'm just pretty good. I'm okay. It might make you the best you could possibly be in this sport.
Absolutely. And I think you hit the nail on the head with it in that first statement with the build discipline. It requires a high degree of preparation through that participation and structured training, you know, having all the games we try to have throughout the season. You're going to develop the mental skills of self-control and discipline. You know, you be in the moment. We preach this thing about being a redhead and in a blue head. And in rugby, it's a contact sport, right? So many times your temper can get, you know, hold of you a little bit. But because of the tactical side of the game, you have to be able to stay calm, cool, and collected. Not only does that, you know, help us succeed on the rugby field, but it transfers over in life. And then, as you said, with the crossover athletes, for defensive players in football, you know, your tackling is going to improve tremendously. You're going to have a lot more confidence, you know, being out there without the helmet, without the pads. We teach safe tackle techniques where you're really protecting your head. The collisions aren't as intense, right? Because you don't have that armor on you, but you know, you're learning how to really use your physicality for what it is. You add the pads back onto that, you know, when you go into the fall season for football. And I think your coaches are going to be pretty surprised with who's hitting the hardest.
Yeah. If you want to, my brother-in-law played football, played in college at Drake, and he played rugby and loved both sports. And he would talk about how both sports made him, really the rugby made him better at football because it helped his conditioning and it helped his tackling and everything that came of that. And, you know, I think this is one of the parts, listen, follow the money. Right. That's one of the things you got to do. And by the way, we're talking to Casey Cummings. He's the head coach of the Junior Blues. They have got spots. They're looking for kids that want to play. And you're not just looking for kids. Colleges are looking for kids. I remember my brother-in-law getting scholarship offers to play rugby. He played 1AA football at Drake, as it turned out. But he was getting scholarship offers. Like, I remember Cal. I mean, great schools that have rugby clubs that have scholarships to give. That is one of the things that, you know, it's a competitive environment to get a basketball scholarship. It's a competitive environment to get a football scholarship. But rugby is a sport where there's actually more money than there are kids when it comes to college scholarships, right?
Yes, absolutely. You know, back when I was in high school, I graduated in 2008. It was about Cal and maybe one or two other schools that were offering scholarships for rugby. As you said, it's still a niche sport in the United States, but growing popularity, especially in the college side. One of my players right now, my captain, actually, Cade Williams, he's the starting linebacker for Lee Summit North, first team All-State. He's getting recruited by Navy. He's getting recruited by West Point, some other colleges around, you know, the country. And there's money there, not just in the big schools, but even in smaller schools are picking up on rugby because they realize, you know, you're not having to buy all the equipment. It's actually a very, you know, low sport to kind of get into. And down here in a couple schools in Missouri, Lindenwood University over in St. Louis, there's Drury University down in Springfield. They have rugby programs and they're looking for kids in the area that they can bring in and grow the game and offer scholarships. And like you said before, you know, we see kids who, you know, maybe come in off the bench of football or off the bench of basketball, or, you know, maybe they foul out a little bit too much in basketball, or they're the kid on the soccer team that gets a red card too many times, you know, and they end up, you know, finding their home in rugby and really finding their place. And it's one of those sports similar to basketball where, you know, you're manipulating defense, you're trying to open up gaps. And so a lot of the tactics that are used in these traditional American sports are all blended together in rugby, as you mentioned before.
It is great. I find myself, you know, the Screaming Eagles are as the U.S. team. And you know, I'll find myself going through the Fox Sports 2 and different things. And whenever there's a rugby tournament on, I'm always drawn to it. It is a fantastic sport, physical, but graceful. And you mentioned all the tactics that go into it. And I think that is the part, the opportunities that are there. And it is such a great international sport that if it's something you get involved in, Have you had a chance to travel internationally? Anything involved with rugby because of how big it is elsewhere?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Actually, I was very fortunate in high school. I played for the Junior Blues myself. My dad was the coach. He was the coach for 19 years. And when I played, I got selected to the USA under 17 and under 18 select team. We went to England my junior year. We went back to England my senior year. I kind of developed that passion for rugby from being able to visit those countries and see it. So I took a little non-traditional route, took a gap year, went down to New Zealand and played down in New Zealand for a few months through connections that I met through the Blues, came back and worked with my family business, which is a tile installation company, and played with the Blues senior team and kept working, saved up money, and went down to Australia again through connections that I had made with the Blues. Spent about almost a year down there playing and have had that time of my life. I've gone on tours with the KU rugby team down to South Africa. I recently just took the Blues over to Wales and Ireland last March. We have two kids who played on our Academy 7 side who just graduated last year from Liberty North that are down in Australia right now. So in the summertime, we try to get all the teams, rugby kids from Kansas City together to play sevens rugby, which is the Olympic sport. So there's an Olympic pathway in rugby as well. And not just that, but a major league now in the United States where kids have the professional opportunity to play here stateside as well.
Okay, so Olympic gold, a professional opportunity, international travel, scholarship money, what's the catch, right? Like, this to me, it's why I thought it was important to talk to you, Casey, because I am a huge fan of the sport and I think it's a great sport. And everyone I've known that have played for the Blues, and my brother-in-law is a great guy. I mean, just it brings out the best in you. I just love the people that are there. And they're tough guys. You're not tough you don't play rugby unless you're tough. But all of them couldn't be, the nicest guys. And the camaraderie that is created between the junior team and the senior team and the friendships, it is fantastic. And that's why I thought it was important to talk to you, Casey, because you've got openings and there's scholarship money and everybody, I watch all the money families put into paying for, soccer clubs and travel this and travel that, the scholarship opportunities aren't there. There are plenty of scholarships and a lot of great life experiences that are there. And then all they got to do is sign up. If somebody says, okay, I want my son to play, or a kid's listening right now, where's the best place to go to get signed up and come out and try to be a part of your club?
So best place is our website, which is juniorbluesrugby.org. That's jrbluesrugby.org. On there, we have a contact form. They can fill out all their information. My phone number as well as my email is on there if they wanted to reach out to me personally with more questions. We also have Facebook and Instagram, and, they can get on there and follow us as well.
All the things that the kids do really, really well, right. they can do it. Again, that's juniorbluesrugby.org, JR Blues Rugby, RUGBY, if you're spelling challenged like I am, .org, juniorbluesrugby.org. Casey, hey, thanks for sharing this with us. Hopefully we get a lot of kids out. I know how great the sport is. I know how great the Blues are. And listen, just thanks to you for putting the time and energy and keeping this important club going. I know it's the passion of guys like yourself that give these opportunities for great life experiences and great life opportunities as well. So thanks for doing this and thanks for coming on and sharing the message about what's available there for the kids that might want to play rugby.
Yeah. Thank you, Soren. I appreciate it so much. As you said before, it's a game for everybody. It's a game for all sizes, all walks of life. And that's one thing that's great about it. I'm 32 years old. I just recently stopped playing. So I was able to play a highly competitive sport and push myself well past high school. It's not just once this season ends, you're hanging up your pads and that's it. You're never stepping on the field again. This is a game that you can participate in throughout your entire adult life and give back and be a part of it even after that or during it, kind of like I have done. So like you said, we're open to all walks of life of kids who want to come out and push themselves and, join, meet a bunch of friends and have the best time of their life.
Yeah, and potentially open a lot of doors to a lot of life experiences and a lot of life opportunities. It's a great opportunity. Again, juniorbluesrugby.org. That is where you can get more information, juniorbluesrugby.org. Casey, hey, thanks so much, buddy. We appreciate it. Let's get a chance to talk to you real soon.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Soren.
That is Casey Cummings. Great guy doing a great work. Very passionate about the rugby. I love the rugby, and I encourage everybody, again, that website, juniorbluesrugby.org. I remind you, we're at one of our homes away from home, ticketsforless.com. Dan and his staff, absolutely fantastic. Compare the other sites that are trying to sell you AFC championship game tickets. You'll see the fees that they add on there at the end. Never any per game fees tacked on with Tickets for Less. Go check it out right now, ticketsforless.com, and use that code 810AFC, 810AFC. Code is good until midnight. Also good on the VIP tailgate passes. And while you're there, shop around for those Big 12 tournament tickets. And, of course, KUK State Tuesday at Allen Fieldhouse. It's all right there on your hometown location for tickets to any events, concert shows, of course, sporting events. It's ticketsforless.com.
All right, two franchises have played in at least one conference championship game without losing. Name either one. Brought to you by Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen.